Hello there. Welcome to You, Me, and
the podcast.
And today we are going to be talking about change and growing pains, which let me tell you, the journey to here has not been easy.
Dude, so earlier today when we were trying to figure out like what are we going to talk about and you mentioned that, so many different topics ran through my head, like change in relationships, change and the growing pains of a business, right? Change and growing pains of just figuring like life out. So this is gonna be like a very wide variety episode, I feel.
No, absolutely. I think for me, like, the biggest thing is like personal change, because it's been a lot. Let me tell you, when your brain finishes developing, like, there's one day that you wake up after you turn 25 and things just change. Like, the clarity, second to none.
You mean the quarter life crisis, right? Is that what you're pertaining to?
No. I'm saying, like, when your brain finishes, I don't know if you feel this way, but I definitely felt this way. Mm-hmm. When my brain finished developing, I woke up. And I had a completely different perspective.
Is it like the same as like when a baby like finally becomes conscious?
I don't know, man. But I like literally, like, but it's a phenomenon. What's because on TikTok, I saw this this girl who literally broke up with her boyfriend. Because like she was like, yeah, he was super toxic. And then one day I just woke up and I was like, why am I putting myself through this? Mm-hmm. And boom.
Yeah,
I broke it up, right?
See, like, it's hard because for me, I have so many of those, like, every single day, it's something new that I sort of wake up to. But again, like, there's just so much going on, right, different angles.
I will say this, like, when my brain finished developing, my emotions started to taper.
Okay.
Like, I started to not be as, like, emotionally, like, violent. I feel like that's a bad word. I feel, like, emotionally, like, balanced.
You stopped being emotionally balanced?
I became more balanced. Like, things didn't anger me as much. Like, things, there wasn't, like, yeah, there's a spectrum of emotions, but I wasn't whipping side to side, if that makes sense.
I think there comes a wisdom with the early 20s all the way to 25, 26. There is a lot of wisdom gained within that period of time because you go through fake friends, you go through, you know, people from high school that now you're just like, wow, I gotta let this person go because this is not who I am anymore.
Absolutely.
So it's just like we go through all of these life changes and ends of cycles / you know, eras, and you know, we just become more wise and we realize, okay, I want this, I don't want that. So
yeah, no, I completely agree. I think that, like, for me, it was just like one day I woke up and like things were very different, and I think like that showed me like growth is possible. And I think like one of the biggest changes that like really like kind of set the course for me was just like I said, like being a more emotionally balanced. But I also think like the way that I kind of saw my body, right? I've always been like on the heavier side. A lot of people have, I could not explain to you how many times people have always been like, oh, you'd be so pretty if you lost weight.
No.
Dude.
No.
Dude, okay. Side note.
To your face?
Yes. Dude.
How was that appropriate?
It's not even aunties. It was guys. It was like aunties. It was like
who
girls.
Who asked you for your opinion? And like, no, half of these men are like balding, dude. Okay. Okay. No offense.
Yeah, dude. It wasn't just like aunties. It would be like men. It would be women. It would be so many different people. And it's another thing. Like, this is my own opinion is like, I don't understand why people are so comfortable talking about other people's bodies, because I'm so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm so uncomfortable when it comes to like talking about other people's bodies. It's none of my business.
I've noticed it in the auntie, especially like the older generation. They feel like they are allowed to, because of their title that they hold as like the elder person.
Exactly.
They're allowed to talk on your body, on your weight, on your career choices, like, you know, everything is like open season. It's like free game, and it makes no sense to me. Like, why do you
and as somebody who's heavier and then my cousin is skinnier, we both get it. And that's the messed up part, because I started to realize, I was like, oh, like as soon as I hit like my 20s and I started realizing that like she gets it on the flip side because she's so skinny, I was like, oh, you can't please anybody.
You can't
because she's skinny, right? And I was like, okay, so if they're talking about her body because she's too skinny,
right,
and I'm overweight,
right,
There's nothing.
There's actually no winning. And let me tell you,
exactly.
Dude, one of the first guys that I talked to while at Davis during college years, he never dated a girl. So I don't think he really knew like the social sort of etiquette when you're talking to another girl, like the things you say and you don't say to her. So this idiot decides to tell me, if you're watching this, I'm sorry. But basically, and I did call him out on it, but basically what he does is he shows his mom my picture, and everything that his mom said, he basically told me. And he was just like,
I had almost the exact same thing happened to me.
I'm like, what is wrong with you? Why would you tell me that? Okay. That's going to be my future mother-in-law. Like, do you not want us to get along, you stupid fart? So what he said, he showed her a picture of me, and she said that my nose was small. She was like, "Idan na kahani."
And?
I'm like, what am I supposed to do with that?
Exactly. That's the only thing you can't change.
I'm like, what business is of your mom's with my nuck? What is she going to do with my nose?
Exactly. But you can't change that unless you do plastic surgery.
What is she possibly going to do? And newsflash, I did get a nose job. But not because of her. Not because of her. This was of my own accord. But at the end of the day, I'm just like, bro, what's it to you what my nose looks like, right? And like, you know, the picture he showed her, like, I still looked like a decent human being, like, bruh. But, you know, it's just, I don't think there's any winning with these adults.
So a similar, like almost the exact same thing happened to me. But So this guy, first of all, like the way I didn't even like, we weren't even like officially dating or anything.
Yeah.
He ended up, I was dropping him off to his house, which what a broke bitch.
What? Right? Wait, was like, this college? High
this
school?
This was college, okay. Right? What a broke bitch. I'm dropping you off to your house. You fucking broke. Don't even get me started.
Oh, gosh. That's a whole different story that I do want to
hear. I'm so excited. I'm so glad I'm editing this podcast. But anyways, so his mom saw me while I was dropping him off. And apparently he had feelings for me, whatever. Like, So I'm like, okay, whatever, right? Yeah. And I'm like, dude, my hair's up in a bun. I'm literally dropping this guy to his house so I can go home, right? And I was commuting back and forth from Sac State at that time, so I didn't give a shit what I look like, right? Because I was there for learning, not a fashion show,
right?
As my mom would always say.
I know. That's like a universal truth for exactly. All our Indian moms, dude.
I feel like every single Indian mom uses that line.
Are you going to a fashion show?
Or are you going to learn? I don't understand.
Are you going to learn, or exactly. are you trying to, like, you know, walk the red carpet?
Exactly.
Like, I'm confused.
Are you going to the Met Gala?
Yeah, because that's what it looks like, honey.
Exactly. Anyways, so I dropped this guy off, and he, like, his mom sees me, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that leads it into him showing his mom pictures of me,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, in college, I actually didn't gain the freshman 15.
Okay.
Because I was like, I literally started gymming consistently in like my first year of college. So nice. I actually had like, I gained 15 pounds, but it was like muscle. Like,
right.
I was like,
dude, that's a flex.
I was the
that
most
is a flex,
fit
bro.
I had ever been in my entire life at that point.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And
damn, Justine, you kept yourself in check,
bro. Yeah.
And with all that freedom you get with college, dude, like, it ain't easy, I'm telling
right?
you.
But I was also broke, so like, you know, that kind of helps.
Nice. That does help.
Right? So anyway, so like, I'm like the fittest I've ever been. And so he shows his mom like a picture of like of me in like leggings, right? Like, mm-hmm, gym leggings, mm-hmm, like Gymshark leggings, right? And his mom, like, first of all, for his mom to say this, fuck you. No, for his mom to say this, like,
spill
come on now, right?
Yeah.
Come on, like, don't be that way, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She only had 3 sons, so I was like, I think that's why. I think you're just salty.
Okay.
But anyways, so she says to him, and I quote, "Onu kya pajya kare? Teo soni bol lagugi." When I tell you, I will never forget that, because once she said it. Two, you came and you told me.
Why would you make it make sense? Where is the common sense in these men?
You told.
Why would you say that to the woman that you are into? Why? Why would you say that? Where's the logic? Some things you just gotta keep to yourself, homie.
Even okay, first of all,
pyar di gallan nahi hondi, huh?
Not at all.
But they know the only way of communication they know is to relay their mother's commentary straight to the source.
When I tell you my job was on the freaking floor, I chewed him out because I was like, how dare your mom to say that?
Dude.
I was like, how dare your mom, like, how dare she say that?
Yeah.
But then how dare you fucking tell me?
Right.
You asshole.
Right. Like, make it make sense. Would you not want this relationship to get along? Like, think long term, buddy.
And this is why I truly believe mm-hmm. that whether or not a mother-in-law and daughter-in-law relationship can be successful mm-hmm. is hugely dependent on the son.
Very greatly dependent on the son,
right?
Yeah,
because in that scenario, even if we had gotten married, mm-hmm. You think I'm gonna like give like respect to somebody who literally told me onu ke bajya kar?
Right. I can imagine him like literally taking it word for word and be like, "Mami kendi, mami kendi."
That's another thing, bro. That's another.
Mami kendi bajya kar. And then he just stares at you blankly like
how do
you...
Okay, start running right yeah, now.
Right now.
Get out of the car and start running.
Mom said it, so you got to do it.
Bro,
jeez.
That's Mama's Boys. Mama's Boy. We need to do an episode on that.
101.
Mama's Boys in the Punjabi community. Because literally, like, there was this guy that
there is a difference between being a mama's boy and respecting your mom.
Oh, right? 100%.
And
being respect, like, everybody should, like, I think it's so hot when, like, a man is actually able to, like, respect, like, you know, like, whoever.
And put his family first.
Yeah, like, whoever in their family or whatever, like, you know, to be, like, you know, like, very family forward. Because it's like, okay, that's how they're going to respect me. They're going to respect me and they're going to, like,
they're
going to
they're going to build a future family of their own. So you kind of see... You kind of get a preview of what they're going to be like, because if they're already respecting the relationships around them.
Not saying that you shouldn't respect your mom, that not saying any of that, mm-hmm. but maybe filter. Maybe filter, like, you know, the things that.
Set boundaries, healthy right? boundaries. Like, I think boundaries
like, you
is
know,
the word.
Like,
yeah.
Be so for real, right?
Yeah.
It's never okay
it's
to
never
talk about
okay.
anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody's away,
no matter
right?
how close you think you are with somebody, it doesn't give you the rite of passage to comment on things that, you know, one, they can't control. And two, it's just none of your business.
Yeah.
It's literally none of your business.
Something that a teacher of mine once taught me that I will, like, always, like, be such a big advocate mm-hmm. of is if they can't fix it in 5 seconds, you should not be mentioning it.
Yes.
Right? Oh, yeah. Like, if somebody walks out and they have, like, a wedgie.
Yeah.
Or if they have, like, toilet paper stuck to their shoe, let them know, right?
You know that actually happened to me. I had a piece of toilet paper stuck to my shoe. And yeah. I thought this was just, like you know, like a TV show little gimmick thing. But that actually happened to me in high school. And people were making fun of me. Like, they were laughing, dude. They were, like, behind me walking around. And I was going back to my class. They were just, like, laughing. And, you know, like, I'm looking at them. And I'm like, bro, what's going on? Like, there's a circus behind me.
Okay.
But it turns out I was the class act, bro. I was the main act, because then they look at me and then they look down and they keep walking and they have their phone out. So I think they did record something, but I'm glad I gave somebody a laugh. I looked back and I see just toilet paper just stuck to my shoe and I'm like, okay, well. But anyway, if it's not something that you cannot fix in 5 seconds, like, you don't have a right to comment on
it. Like, if somebody has, like, lipstick on their teeth, I'm always gonna let them know. It's like, hey, like, you know,
yeah,
your thing. And right. I also think, like, the way that you approach it is also a big thing. Or like, if your shirt's, like, untucked or whatever, like, your fly is open, like,
right,
tell people those things. But if they can't fix it, like, if some mm-hmm. if I were to say, Manpreet, your nose. You can't fix your nose in that moment.
How dare,
like,
you? How dare you talk about my nose? You know I'm insecure about it.
I'm hypothetically talking about it.
It's okay.
It,
we
right?
got a nose job. We're chilling, bro. We're chilling. False alarm.
I'm hypothetically thinking about, like, you know, like, if somebody were to tell me, oh, like, you know, like, it's like, I can't, like, auntie, like, let me just, like, start doing jumping jacks right now. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Like, this isn't going to change
not.
In the next 5 seconds.
Like, the only thing you're doing is hurting the other person's feelings.
Exactly,
like, bro,
right?
Yeah, it's not something you talk about.
And it comes off so cruel because it's like, why would you say that?
But again, it comes back to insecurities. Like, these auntie, dude, they have the alu parontha body. Like, and I'm talking about just, like, the average auntie body, you know? I haven't seen a fit auntie in a while. That's all
dude,
I'm going
to
say on that.
All that to say, yeah. No, I don't understand what.
My point being, I feel like they're just so insecure about themselves and how they look. And they never, you know, achieved sort of whatever they wanted to achieve in life because it just got squashed by an early marriage or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I'm just talking about in general, you know, the way the Indian auntie life goes, you know, their timeline of things. I feel like they find it very okay to bash on women in particular, you know, and I'm pretty sure there are men out there who still get that kind of treatment, but I'm talking about as eldest brown daughters, I've seen it across the board where auntie find it okay to talk on our acne, our body, our weight, just shame us on anything that they can possibly find, just to make themselves feel better because that's the only thing they have going for them.
Absolutely. Like even when I was like when I was younger, like, You know, what's funny about all of this is mm-hmm. like before I used to be like so viscerally like seething of like, oh, like, how dare you say that to me? Right. Mm-hmm. But now my response is always the same. Anybody says that, I'm like, oh, kande pindekarte. Right.
Yeah.
Because like my daddy used to always say that. She's yeah. like, nee, kande pindekarte. Right. Because yeah, like yeah. like in back in the day.
Dude, that means you were rich,
if
bro.
If you were heavier, you got you the were money. Rich, yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. You were rich enough to feed yourself and gain weight. Oh, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, like, now whenever, like, it is. See, that's what I mean by growth, bro. Right. That's what I mean by growth.
Even in, like, even in arranged marriages and stuff. And this is not even just Indian culture. This is, like, across. You can tell who is from a wealthy family just by, you know.
Exactly. And I was yeah. like, that's my favorite response now.
I like it. I like it.
Right?
I respect it.
Because, like, my thing is, like it, like, what are they going to say to that?
Right.
like you can't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you kind of like try to channel back, then they're gonna like, oh, get the bold, yeah, this, that, and the third, right? And yeah. then it's an endless loop, right? So now I've just kind of that's my thing.
Speaking of change, I also see it in a different light. If somebody does say something to my face about anything that has to do with my appearance, one, I am so secure in myself. So I love myself. Like I have confidence that just spews out of me. And of course it might get annoying to some because they're just not there yet. But what I've noticed is when I'm around confident people, it doesn't bother them at all because they have their own confidence to feed from.
Yeah.
They're not feeding off of other people's demise and other people's insecurities. They're feeding off of their own confidence and love that they have. No, so every time like an auntie does approach me or not even an auntie, anybody, right? If somebody says anything about me, I say, bro, this person needs healing. All you gotta say is you need healing, my friend, and just walk the other way. Because
two things. One of my favorite creators on TikTok, her name's Girpan. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen her?
Maybe, possibly.
She was like, jada loki ta nuna mada sanga bolan, right?
Yeah.
Tusi putha jawabi dena, right?
Yeah.
She was like, Lin woidana ida mesus hove behina jadana biachana pendana gida uda chitra pendana, right?
Oh, shit.
And then she was like, idana tusi ida jawab dena behina aglana next time in a tonuna dovari soche.
Damn right.
And I was like, that's so fucking true.
Dude, it's like the equivalent of acting all crazy and loopy in front of strangers. If you're like, you know, walking home at night yeah. and somebody approaches you, you're just going to act like a crackhead.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, I don't want to mess with this person.
See, I think that's something that I've definitely gotten better with as I've aged mm-hmm. is like picking and choosing my battles, mm-hmm. right? If I know somebody is like projecting or whatever, mm-hmm. or like, you know, like, I know that like I don't want to have a relationship. I'm not a people pleaser anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm a recovering people pleaser. Nice. Right? Oh my god. Wait, good. Did I tell you? Or like there was a TikTok. I think I told you this. But they were like, "Oh, you're a people pleaser? Name four people that are pleased yeah. with you." And I was right. like, "Oh."
Dude, that hits every time cuz it's so
Do
sad.
Not call me out like that.
It's like you're not even good at people pleasing. It's just like you're not even doing it properly.
There was
so.
A guy that stitched it and he was like, well, I didn't say I was a good people pleaser.
Right. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. But, it'd be like that.
But I think I've gotten really good at like picking and choosing my battles because a lot of people like, I think like if I know that like what they're saying to me is baseless. And mm-hmm. like, I think the sobering moment for me was like realizing that people project a lot of their own issues
yeah.
onto me. And I think that was like such a like a breakthrough for me.
And it's very common.
Yeah.
Very dangerously common.
And yeah, like even my brothers, like they'll have something going on and then they'll treat me a certain way and I'll feel some type of way because I'm sensitive.
Yeah.
And then like it turns into a whole thing. But then it's like, oh, like they just like had a bad day at work.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But like once you kind of learn that, like, you know, people are always like kind of projecting. I think that's when like it's so much easier because you don't take things personally. Mm-hmm. Right. But then sometimes I'm like, if I know that I'm like, yo, I'm just done with you. I don't want to have a relationship with you. I've already made up my mind. Right.
Right. Like there's a difference between having a bad day versus consistently consistently being a shithead and
yeah.
treating you like trash and projecting like the insecurities on you over and over, ugh, over and over and over, right?
Exactly. And now, like, so now I, there are people that I'm like, okay, just let it go, just let it go, just let it go, just let it go. Mm-hmm. Then there are people where I'm like, bro,
right, I know, and it's, you know, tough because, like, as a business owner, they say don't burn bridges, right? Don't ever burn bridges. Like, that is the number one, probably not the number one rule, but probably like the number fourth rule. Don't burn any of the bridges that you come across, whatever. But it's just like, you know, right now this is a growing pain of mine where as a business owner I have to take a step back and be like, okay, don't necessarily cancel the person out loud, cancel them in your head and be like, okay, this guy definitely needs healing, right? So like, tread carefully, but just ignore whatever comes out of their mouth and just don't react to it. Don't interact with it. Just let them do them, let it be, and just move on with their life, right?
That's something my mom always said. She was like, when they disrespected you, like, did they do it out loud? If they did it out loud, that's a completely different story. But if they did it quietly,
yeah,
then disrespect them quietly. You know,
right?
Like, well, they solved the job though, right?
Yeah.
And I 100% think that's true, and that's something that I've, like, definitely, like, I still have, I feel like I'm still kind of snappy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you saw me at my cousin's wedding.
It was entertaining.
Right? Yeah. But I think that I've kind of started to kind of just pick and choose my battles. And I think another thing is, like, a lot of the times I am, like, going above and beyond for people. Mm-hmm. One thing that's really been, and this might sound a little cynical, but one thing that I've really, like, kind of tried to enforce now is, if I'm doing this for you, if the roles were reversed, would you do this for me?
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I'm traveling, like, multiple hours to get to your event,
right,
it, flip that.
Right.
Would you do the same for me?
Yeah. And you have to be very honest with yourself when you're answering these questions.
Right.
Because a lot of people straight up wouldn't. Right. Right.
And I think, like, you know, there are certain things where I'm like, oh, like, you know, I don't want to have such a cynical view and stuff. Right. Yeah. Because it sucks. It sucks to be like, oh, like, you know, I'm just doing this because I expect you to do the same. Right.
Yeah.
But I think it's also a valid way to kind of, I see everything in our lives as, like, noise. Right. It's just one way to kind of taper out the noise of, like, okay, what's actually important,
mm-hmm.
right? And then sometimes I realize I'm like, I'm not even taking care of myself. I'm not taking care of my dogs. I'm not taking care of my house. I'm not taking care of any of these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
That are necessary for my life to go on as it
right,
is.
Right,
right. And that's when I realized, like, okay, no, like, I need to set aside time. And I think boundaries is something that's really, really hard to change.
So have you heard of, you probably have heard of this, but I'll reiterate it. Let them theory. Let mm-hmm. them. And that phrase is just so powerful. Let mm-hmm. them. If somebody gets on your nerves, let them. If they don't text back, let them. If mm-hmm. they don't talk to you for months on end, let them. Right? Don't let that get to you personally. You know, if something doesn't go your way, let's just say you're hosting a party and, you know, it's just not, people are just doing their own thing, or, you know, things are getting late, delayed, whatever. Let it happen. Let it be. Because at the end of the day, you know, just trying to worry about the world and trying to control it even more is only going to result in more lack of control of the situation.
Yeah. No,
it's only going to fester.
I think my biggest thing has been picking and choosing my battles. Mm-hmm. Like, what's important, what's not. And I think deciphering that is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I completely agree with you. Like, you know, like, there are certain things that you can't have control over. And I think, like, it's cool, like, you know, if you can't have control over those things. But then, like, some like, for me also, like, one thing that I've really kind of tried to enforce in my life is, like, timeliness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I take it so personally when somebody doesn't respect time. Like, to me, like, it's so, like, I'm always early, like, consistently always early, right? And it gives me so much anxiety if I'm late,
yeah.
right? Like, I'm just, like, I'm always updating people. I'm always, like, being super communicative if I'm going to be late for any reason at all. And so, like, you know, I can control when I get there, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, you know, other things, I get so upset when, like, people aren't, like, timely, because it's like, bro, come on.
It's a respect thing.
Right?
Because exactly. you should be respecting the other person's
exactly.
time.
And I think, like, again, like, we had, like, a cookout for my brother's birthday, and, like, literally, like some people, like, showed up 2 hours later than the start time. And I was like,
right.
I get it if it's, like, 30 minutes to, like, 45 minutes even, right? But 2 hours?
It's just disrespect. Like, just don't even show up at that point.
Exactly, right? It's disrespectful. And I think that's why, like, again, to me, I'm always going to, like, if it's somebody that I know is making a habit of this, I'm going to call them out. Because like, bro, I know you can do better. I know you can.
So the opposite of that is meeting somebody for the first time and they pulled out on you. Yeah. And for me, it just shows what to expect in the future. Mm-hmm. First impressions mean a lot to me. And that's why I try to, you know, hold myself to those standards as well. But I also expect that from the people that I interact with, because I only want the group who is like me in the sense that they respect time and they respect, you know, people's time. Yeah. So, for example, there was a first date situation where we were supposed to meet up somewhere, and instead of updating me that he got late, he did not text me, and he got there around so for me, it's like if somebody texts me and tells me they're running late or they're in traffic, if they just update me, you know, just send me a text, we're all good. Yeah. We are solid. Take your time, drive safe. It happens, right? But when I am not notified and I'm just sitting there waiting for a response, waiting for someone to show up, right? No phone call, no nothing. That is when I have a problem. And so it was, I think it was like 10 minutes in. I was like, okay, I'm going to give this guy 5 more minutes. 15 minutes on the table with no response. And that is going to be my cap. At 15 minutes, I text him and I'm like, hey, this is not going to work out. Good luck, whatever, right? Like a quick text and I head off. He starts calling me and I'm like, you know what? I'll entertain you for 2 minutes. And I pick up and he's like, bro, what's up? Like, what's going on? I'm around the corner. And I'm like, dude, you're 15 minutes late. And you like, I don't wait around.
You're 15 minutes late and you're still around the corner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And yeah. He was like,
you're not 15 minutes late. You're more than 15 minutes late.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, I'm just around the corner, right? I'm 2 minutes away. And I was like, so no, you're not 15. You're freaking 17, 18 minutes.
You're like 20 minutes at this late, bro.
Yes. At that point, and he was just like, oh, my sister came. Falana, you know, like my sister came and she came out of nowhere and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, but it takes you 2 seconds. Like that's the importance you give me, right? It's just like you're just, you know, walking around. If you know you're going to get late, if a surprise guest comes over, you just let me know like, hey, look, dude, something came up. Just call me real quick.
Also, his sister didn't come over. Like she had to have come over like 30 minutes before.
Right. There was just no way around
it. You didn't as soon as you were leaving the house, you saw your sister come in. That's not what happened.
It's not what happened.
Right.
It's not
so what it's happened. Like you had notice and you didn't give me notice. And I take that as such big disrespect. And like kind of on the same thing of like, you know, like kind of weeding people out. Mm-hmm. Something that like I learned from a TikTok that was like, TikTok's had some gems lately. But somebody that was like, if he's stingy with if they're stingy with their time, then they're stingy with their money and everything else. They're stingy with their energy, they're stingy with everything, right? And I was like, yeah.
Stingy how?
Like if they don't want to like, you know, like split the bill, if they expect you to pay or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Like if they don't want to do experiences, or if they want to do like, you know, like cheap dates, and the lady like went on to explain it. She was like, if they don't have it, that's a different story. Mm-hmm. Right. She was like, stingy in your socioeconomic class. Right. Like if you have $1 million and you don't like you refuse to take somebody to like, you know, a decent date and you want to go to McDonald's, you're being stingy.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Like, but if all you have in your bank account is $15 and you take somebody to make McDonald's, that's not you being stingy. That's you being generous.
Right. Right.
Right. Because you only have $15. Right. And so she was like, if you're entertaining somebody and you know they have the money and like, you know, the resources and they're being stingy, just know that they're going to be stingy with their time. They're going to be stingy with their energy. That's just who they are.
It's only going to roll out into the relationship as it progresses.
Exactly.
And let me tell you something, Jasdeep, and I know that you can attest to this, is people will come up with excuses and say, oh, I'm busy. Or like, you know, I can't text back. I'm just so
busy.
No
one's that busy.
Yo, let me tell you, entrepreneurs, business people who are the busiest people that you will ever meet on this planet will always find the time for something.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we know how time management goes, and we know that even the busiest people know how to respond back quickly. It's just a skill to have. You need to respond back quickly. Yeah. Deals need to be made. Yeah. Bookings need to be made, right? Yeah. You can't just sit around and act like, oh, I have the time. You don't have the time. You need to bridge the gap between your communications with X, Y, and Z, whether it be for a romantic relationship, whether it be for a business partnership, whatever it is. We know that time matters. Time is priority.
Exactly.
So even the busiest people make time for loved ones, for dates, for whatever, X, Y, Z, because we just know how to plan it properly because we know how to prioritize and we know how to respect people's time.
But also, if somebody's stringing you along and telling you that they don't have the time, nobody's that busy. Nobody's that busy.
Never.
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 Don't kid yourself, please.
Please.
Don't go in
and especially if they're in like high school, college, nobody's that busy. No. I don't know a single person that was that busy. They just don't want to talk to you. And I know that sucks. That sucks ass. I've been there. But nobody's that busy.
Think about it this way. Put yourself in that position. When you're crushing on someone, you are looking at your phone 24. Hell, I will be in the shower and I will dry off my hand on the towel, open it just enough to reach for my phone and be like, did I get a text back?
Oh, I have a...
I'm like, did I get a text back? And then you know, like nothing. And then I'm just like, back to my shower.
This might be TMI, but we have a little a phone mount in the shower.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. Whenever we go over to anybody's house, I'm like, fuck. Showering sucks.
No, that's cool though. Cause like, you know, you can play your music, you know, watch a couple TikToks.
I used to have, at my parents' house, I used to have like a speaker.
Oh, that mounts, right? Yeah. The waterproof
ones. The waterproof ones. Yeah, and you just jam out. And nice. Then it has like a little skip button where you can skip.
That's pretty cool.
Dude, it was so... Bro, showering for me has always been like the
It's a vibe,
thing,
dude.
Bro.
It's a vibe. It's a therapy session at this point.
I love showering so much.
Yeah.
And it's like, just like, and then the everything showers where you scrub and
the long
everything.
Ones.
Yeah.
I got a playlist for that.
You literally, it's like shave your legs, shave your arms, shave your armpits, everything.
It's a
like,
self-care
everything,
thing.
Yeah.
It's a self-care
everything
thing.
Gets a little,
yeah.
little clean and up,
like,
little
like
check
you
up.
Lotion up afterwards.
Exactly.
So
and then you sit in your bed in your towel for a bunch of, like for at least an hour. Like, yeah.
That's like the most girly I'll feel, honestly. Like after an everything shower, I'm like, ooh, nice. Yeah.
Let me use all my products.
Dude, like the freaking, like, you know, like once you hit the bed, right? And like everything is just like super fresh. You feel so clean.
Oh,
everything
yeah.
feels so soft at that point.
Because
there's no like little prickly hairs just like getting in the way. Being a girl is awesome, guys.
Dude, I'll feel my legs after I like wax my, because I wax my legs like, you know, because I can't shave. Because I always get like strawberry legs. It's just not great. So after I wax my legs, I'm just like...
Just
like,
feeling it.
I just feel my own legs all the time. I'm like, yeah. And
yeah.
then
this
and
is
then,
the one feeling that men will never like.
Yeah.
This is something that men can never
and
take
then
away
the
from.
Pro
this.
Tip is that, like, for me personally, I like to use like a self tanner on my legs because my legs are so pale.
Yeah.
Right. And so, like, my legs will look bronzy and like hot, and I'm like, ooh, who is she?
Dude, I like. If I were to show you my legs right now, you're like, this is not like you're like a freaking potato, Mr. Mrs. Potato Head, where like. You know, you're putting different pieces together and stuff from different, like, yeah, I just, it doesn't look
yeah,
like I'm like.
His feet are hella pale because he never takes off his thing. He literally looks like he's like five different shades.
Yeah. 50 shades of brown, bro. Yeah. Like that's literally what it is. And it's so bad, but it's just like, who, for me personally, it's priority thing, right?
Yeah.
It's like, do I really want to like tan myself and like actively be a part of the tanning community and making sure that my whole body is like one color of brown. So you guys will from time to time, because right now my makeup color has changed with the seasons, right? Like you get darker and lighter depending on what's going on in that season.
I look like a freaking ghost from like October till like March.
Mm-hmm.
I look like a ghost. I look so pale. It's disgusting.
Yeah, because we're inside, we're indoors.
Yeah,
but you know, like, it sucks because I spend so much money on this, like on the foundation and the concealer, just to be like, oh shoot, now I need a new shade. That's
how
it goes.
Summer and winter shades are so such a thing.
Yeah,
the only thing that like is different is literally like, look at my arm color. My arm color to my face color, that's not,
it looks,
that's,
I mean, it
not
looks
correct. My arms have always been way, like, I've started exfoliating a lot more often,
mm-hmm.
but my arms have always historically been darker mm-hmm. than the rest of my body, whether it be,
really?
Like, my hands, whether it be my feet, mm-hmm. everything. Like, I don't know what it is about, like, this
It doesn't
area
look
right
too
here.
Off, though. It's a bit
right
darker,
now it doesn't.
I do admit, yeah.
Right now, I think it doesn't because I'm using, like, a little bit of a darker foundation, but, yeah, in the wintertime, mm-hmm. it gets to be a lot.
Yeah.
And then you're also wearing...
I didn't know, like, I just didn't connect with me because I don't usually wear makeup like that. I wasn't like a really daily makeup girly. I was more of like, okay, I'm at home all day. So, you know, and then I go to the gym. So it's just like, you know, I just never had a reason to go out and wear makeup, right? Or whatever it was. And now that we're doing podcasts and I'm going out more and, you know, I want to put on makeup for my gigs and stuff, I realized, because one of my intros that I recorded for the podcast, when I was actually editing, my hands were so much lighter than my face. And I'm like, you know what? If people comment on it, if people notice, it is, I don't care anymore. Like, it is what it is. No. But it's something I noticed. And I was like, okay, wow, great. These are more investments that I got to make, being a woman and all. It's great. It's great stuff, man.
Yeah, I got to go back. And I feel like women can't win. And I think that's just...
It's expensive being a woman. That's all I'm going to say.
I feel like I'm so low maintenance compared to like a lot of people. Like I do everything. I DIY everything. Like I do my own nails. I do my own makeup. I do my own lashes. I do pretty much everything nice. By myself. Mm-hmm. I wax my arms, legs, everything. Like I can do most of the things. Like I don't really go to a service provider unless
that's
it's
a flex,
like, to cut
dude,
my hair.
Because that gets really expensive. If exactly. you were to add everything up, not worth it. Like, because yeah. it's not just doing it once. You got to maintain it. The you got to switch out your nails. You got to, you know, do the refills on your lashes if you're doing extensions.
Which is a whole nother thing. Like, lashes are so expensive.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't realize how expensive they were up until, like, my sister-in-law was telling me. She was like, yeah, like, it's like 120% and then it's like $90 for the fill, like, every 3 weeks.
I do respect the vendors, though, because... To get good lashes, I get why they're charging the premium that they're charging.
I never like thought I would be a sports girly, but mm-hmm.
I could get into soccer.
Well, in basketball, there's so much drama. And I'm just here. Even music though, like the whole like the whole Drake and Kendrick thing.
Yeah,
I'm only here for the drama, bro. I want to know why people are doing what they're doing. I'm just that's it. That's all I'm here for. I don't, I'm not emotionally invested. I don't like, I'm not on one side or anything like that.
I just want some spark notes on that crap because I can't be bothered to just keep, like, start from the beginning. First of all, I don't know how it all started. Do you know how it started?
So from my understanding, I'm going to.
There's like a diss line and then there's another diss track.
I'm going to make full eye contact with our AV guy, sound guy as I say this. So basically, J. Cole, Kendrick, and Drake are like top three, right? And so Kendrick was feeling some type of way about him not being number one. And so he basically dropped a diss track and out of like the blue against like J. Cole and Drake. And basically like a lot of shit went on, but basically he calls like Drake a pedophile. He said that he has like an 11-year-old girl. And then Drake fired back with, "You hit your wife." Or like, she's not your wife, but like, you know, he kind of like made fun of the fact that they're not married because mm-hmm. they've been together forever. And yeah, basically like Drake got bodied and
Cole, it looks like it just kept like escalating from there, huh?
Yeah, I don't know the specifics, but I just know that's kind of what I know. And then J. Cole just kind of stayed Switzerland and stayed the fuck away from all
nice.
That.
So, I respect J. Cole for that.
I was like, first time for everything. I have mad respect for J. Cole.
Yeah.
for but, not getting dragged into it.
No, I think there it's just it created a little bit of spice in the industry. I feel like things were just a little too stale.
No. Yeah.
And you know, they created some fire, so yeah. They created a buzz.
Wait, have you seen the whole like Nasib trying to call out Diljit thing?
For what?
Bro, this guy was like, "Oh, Diljit sold his soul to the Illuminati, this, that, and the third, right?" And like that, like, "Oh, he's gonna corrupt the youth, right?" Uh-huh. I was like, "Okay, so this is a video that was posted on TikTok." Uh-huh. I was like reading the comments, right? And there, like, one person was like, "Oh, apni bond vich tainuki."
That's so funny, dude. Wait, was this after the Kendrick stuff?
Yeah,
he was just like, you know what, Punjabis are left behind.
Like,
we gotta bring ourselves to the top. We gotta level with these guys. Nah,
bro. When
the fact that you're going against Diljit, come on, dude. Pick somebody you can actually kind of handle.
For real.
You can't handle Diljit.
I was like, I don't even think half the people know who you are. So it's like, okay, but yeah, no, I thought that was so funny.
Diljit is like. He's like the Taylor Swift of the Punjabi industry because yeah. like, you know, like when it comes like pop culture, like yeah, Taylor's really up there, dude. Yeah. Yeah, she isn't she about to do like a deal with Marvel or something?
I don't know, but
she's doing like crazy things. Yeah. So, you know,
we'll have a whole Taylor Swift episode, and I can wear my 1989 era shirt.
Nice, nice. All right, you're a Swiftie?
No, but it's
oh, actually, I remember this.
So, Sound Guy's parents got him some shirts, and one of them was like, "I'm in my 1989 era." Because that's the year he was born. And I can just imagine them looking at it and be like, oh, this one for him. Because that's the year he was born.
The year matches. This is all meant to be. You need to grab this shirt right now.
Oh, my God. That's so, like,
that's so innocent. I love it.
I don't know why. Like, every time I think of that, I start giggling so hard. Because it's so innocent.
It's just so random. Like, exactly. It's just, they don't even know what they're purchasing. Exactly. They just see the year and they're like, I bet.
They're like, okay.
This is all right. We need. This is the validation we need to purchase this. Yeah. Oh, you were a snacker versus a like eating one big meal kind of person?
I just never ate at lunch. I wasn't hungry at lunch.
Oh.
Who's hungry at 11 a.m.?
I mean, if your body's used to it. If your body's like, okay, I'm going to get food at this time because I've been doing it for the past 10 years.
Like, we used to eat breakfast.
Okay.
So if you have breakfast at like 7, you're not gonna be hungry by 11. You get hungry at 12. Oh,
you're right though. Yeah, 11. You're right. 11 is like snack time.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So yeah. That's why I was like, I would eat like a snack or whatever, and then I would literally like in class eat snacks.
You know what? You know how unhealthy I used to be, and a lot of people do this. So it's not just me, because I asked a couple of people and I'm like, was this normal? Where I would eat the lunch at school, but then I would go home and I would eat like a second lunch.
Oh, everybody
like,
did that.
Yeah, it's just like, yo, that was just like, because it's not that was satisfying. A prequel. Yeah, that was a prequel. Now we're eating the real thing, and it would just
bro,
be like.
Bro, senior year, I had like outside food. Lunch.
Uh-huh.
Bruh.
What do you mean outside lunch?
Outside lunch as in like, I would literally get off at like, I would have half days. 2 days out of the week, I would have some kind of lunch at school. Uh-huh. And then my mom, like while waiting for my mom to pick me up.
Yeah.
And then I'd come home and then have whatever was at home.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a vibe.
And sometimes my mom would take me like Taco Bell.
For some reason, I have this one real, yeah, Taco Bell, dude. I have this one memory where I was a kid, like I was like 5, 6 years old, and my dad just randomly stops by to hand me some Mexican pizza. It was just like our little insider meal, and that's why I'm so attached to the Mexican pizza, right?
I also saw your story of when the Mexican pizza came back.
Yeah. So when that Mexican pizza came back, everybody, we had 6 Mexican pizzas lined up on our kitchen counter. On our kitchen island, and my brothers were like sitting in the corner, like we did not even touch it. We were just staring at it like, whoa, guys, it's getting real. And I had to snap it, and we all three of us were just so embarrassed, like ashamed of ourselves. But of course, like we devoured all 6 of those pizzas, 2 pizzas. Come on, if you haven't had the Mexican pizza in a while and it just got back, why would you just settle for one?
I've never had the Mexican pizza.
No way. I think we need to pause this podcast. I think we have some very important stuff to do.
I don't know. It just like was never my vibe. I'm a chalupa kind of gal.
This is growth. This is for you. This is for personal and professional growth.
Personal
we need to get
and
you.
Professional
we need
growth?
To. We need to get you some Mexican pizza, sister. You Did are you, not you a true
remember,
Indian.
Do you remember when Taco Bell had their smothered burritos?
Smothered.
You don't remember?
How long did they have those for? I feel like I would
have
remembered. A while.
When I was in college, it was on the menu like pretty much every year.
They had a Taco Bell Express on Davis campus. And you best believe that's what got the freshman 15 out at me.
You know what? That's where I was all the time. No. My all-time favorite of all time.
Mm-hmm.
They had an extra large chalupa.
No way.
Dead ass,
I refuse
bro.
To believe this.
No.
How
no.
do I not know?
Do
you know
not.
Why? My eyes and my heart always followed the Mexican pizza. I did not even... Everything else on the menu was blurred except
no,
for the
pizza. No, the XL chalupa used to be like seen. 2 chalupas in one.
Really?
Yeah.
So then like what? Did they just double fold or what? Like what's going on
no,
here?
No, it was just longer.
What's the science behind this? Oh.
It was the XX chalupa. Extra, extra large chalupa. See? Specialty menu. It came at a tag price of $2.99.
Really?
Yeah, it was huge. It was massive.
XXL chalupa. This looks crazy.
It was so good, dude.
Larger by 57% than the original.
Chalupas are already so good.
By mass. They had to clarify, like, by mass.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. And you don't remember the smothered burrito? I cannot believe.
No.
You're a fake Taco Bell fan.
All you need is a Mexican pizza and you're chilling, dude. That's all there is to know about Taco Bell. Come on. No, the Crunchwrap, I would argue. Crunchwrap and Mexican pizza are supreme. Nothing else matters in this world. I think my last meal.
Yeah, this is what smothered burritos used to look like.
Just deep, what would be your last meal? If you were in jail, death row, you did some shit, right? What would be your last meal? Oh, that looks really good.
It would have to be like Chick-fil-A or Popeyes.
Okay. What?
Did you ever see the post where the guy was like, oh, I would ask for the McRib and the Shamrock Shake because those two are hardly ever in season at the same time.
That's so funny. Bro, that's genius.
That is. Dude, I sat down and I got my lashes done and it took her like 4 hours.
4 hours?
I mean, she was new also. Like, this was like her like fourth time doing it.
Oh my goodness.
But dude, I was like, first of all, $90 a piece. I don't think I can afford that. Yeah. But also, 3-4 hours every single time I go in. I don't think I can afford that either.
Bruh. You know, I'm honestly kind of scarred because I got my lashes done from like a new, fairly new artist, like, you know, to support and stuff. Mm-hmm. And my eyes were so red by the end of that. Basically, my eyeballs were all lash glue covered and it was just stinging like crazy. And that's something that obviously they need to like train themselves better at, is like, don't put your clients in discomfort. But I kind of learned my lesson. Like, I understand why, where the expensive comes from. It's like the talent, the time that it took them to.
January 2019 was the last time I got my lashes done.
Mm-hmm.
And I had 2 shoots scheduled back to back. And I had the worst allergic reaction of my entire life. And literally everything was set. Like, the girls had come all the way from Fresno to do this shoot. Damn. And so I was like, I can't cancel. So literally,
you still did the shoot?
Yeah, it was so I did a Valentine's Day shoot with Selena Khan, if you guys know who she is. Super, super talented.
She's so good.
Kissed by Carr, which again, like, yeah. Every time she's graced my face, she slayed.
That sucks, dude. So top tier talent and that happens to you.
Exactly. So it was literally I did a Valentine's shoot the day before, and me and my friend Simran, Simran Divana, like, we did that together. And then after that, it was the next day I did a shoot with a Poonam's Couture lehenga.
Okay.
Right? Which, if you know, that's kind of like the big league.
It is, yeah.
Right? And again, like, it was Selena Khan and Kissed by Carr. And I was just like, I can't let these people
down.
So how did your eyes react? My eyes were just like one of my eyes was just really, really red. Like, really, 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 really red. And so she just kind of went back and like retouched the photos so that the white of my eye looked more white. But it was tough because it was just like the entire time I was just kind of like this, and then I didn't want it to ruin my makeup, so I was just kind of,
you had to suck it up.
I was just in like a lot of pain and discomfort.
It sounds very much discomfortable, dude.
Like, yeah, it was not like uncomfortable. And for me personally, I'm such a person where I have to, like, I can't feel like, when I go to sleep at night, like, I have to take off my rings, I have to like take off my eyelashes, take off earrings, and like, I can't sleep with like even like necklaces on. Like, there's nothing that I sleep completely free of anything.
It's a sensory thing. I relate to that.
Yeah. And so, like, to me, it was just like something that like didn't feel like clean as well.
Yeah.
Just not for me. And I think, like, again, like, there are a lot of girls where it looks really phenomenal on them. Just not for me.
That's why I couldn't do lashes on myself. Like, I couldn't keep up with the extensions because I would always rub my eyes, or like, I would just be so aware that there is stuff on my eyelashes, right? Yeah. And then I would like pick at it. It's just, it's not for me.
I've definitely, like, with like the false Kara and like the temporary like extensions where you do them yourself, I found a little bit of success with them. But the, like, I like to double cleanse, and when I put like the Clinique like take your day off cream, it takes them with them.
Oh,
so I have to pick and choose. So like, if I have like events back to back to back, then I'll do that, and then I just like, I'll use like a makeup wipe on my eyes, and then I'll like wash the rest of my face with like double cleansing.
Yeah.
But like, it is handy because then you don't have to like put in that extra time to like do your lashes every single time. It's especially like easier for weddings.
Yeah. I think after experimenting with, you know, the falsies, with the like the lash extensions and sort of, you know, seeing how the process goes and what works best for me, I realized that just getting the falsies from Target, the Ardell ones, perfect volume, works every time. You know, and practice made perfect because I couldn't do lashes for like the longest time. It was horrible.
Oh, dude. Once you get the hang of it, it's so easy.
But it's cheap and it's quick and it's reusable and it's just there. So yeah, people are coming out with like all these new crazy, you know, Glamnetic. And again, it might work. Like there are different things that work better for different people. And, you know, some people, it's just quicker for some people. But for me, falsies, they're quick, they're easy. I can take them off by the end of the day because I just don't like sleeping with stuff on my face. Like, just like you, I'm very self-aware and I have like those like sensory, whatever you want to call it. There's like a term for it, but I just, you know, just I need to be like super clean, stripped off in order to get a good night's sleep. Yeah. So
quick like little like story about falsies. So when I first started doing my makeup, I didn't really wear falsies. I only wear mascara. So like one of the first times that I got to actually wear like falsies like around my parents was my cousin's wedding. So we flew out to Indiana when my cousin got married. And this is like the first time my mom like saw me like wear like falsies. Right. And she was like, oh, they look really nice. Right. So like, you know, whatever, right? They were like $6 or $7. They weren't like super expensive or anything like that. And so I like took them off and I put them in like on top of the container. I didn't put them into the container. I just put them on top of the container to like wash my face. And I forgot to put them back into the container. So my mom, like when she was like cleaning, she like tossed them. And the next day was the reception. I was like, Mom, where's my lashes? Yeah. And she was like, oh, extraordinaria. And I was like, oh my god,
did she think that there was just like the one-time use?
Yeah. And only? So she was like, oh, like you can reuse them. I was like, yeah. And I was like, I reuse these like 15 times before I throw them away. And so now whenever like my mom sees lashes, like, oh, titty lashes, man, like she's so funny, she'll put them in like Ziploc bags and then she'll like be like, ale.
That's really sweet.
She never forgot after that. Yeah. she's like I don't want to throw them away by accident.
Right So. No, that's really sweet of her. Yeah, lashes, dude, I'm telling you, it's like just the easiest thing.
All of that to say,
there's a lot said.
I don't even know where we started.
There's a lot said.
Changes and growing pains. I don't think that's going to be
the title of this episode.
I have no idea what the title of this episode is going to be. Yeah. You let us know in the comments down below what the title of this episode was, because you'll know before we do. But yeah, so thank you so much for hanging around. This was kind of an amalgamation of a lot of different things, but we appreciate you sticking around and just coming along for the ride. Let us know what you guys thought in the comments down below, and let us know what you would like to see from us in the future. Don't forget to do the YouTube things. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And if you're listening to us on other platforms, rate us. That does help our show do better. 5 stars all around, hopefully. And
continue the conversation and you know, on YouTube, on Instagram. We definitely want to hear your thoughts on like everything we talked about, and we will be responding to everything. And we will see you.
We want to hear from you
next episode.
Yeah, and we'll see you later. Bye.